This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد باب المحافظة على الأعمال قال الله تعالى ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. This is the 15th chapter of the book رياض الصالحين titled المحافظة على الأعمال, taking care of the good deeds or protecting your good deeds. As usual, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah begins this chapter by quoting some verses of the Quran, first one of them being from Surah Al-Hadid, the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not yet come for those who believed that their hearts become full of the fear of Allah dhul Jalal al-Ikram because of the remembrance of Allah and because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed of the truth? Has the time not yet come for the believers that their hearts humble before Allah dhul Jalal al-Ikram by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by listening and hearing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in his book? وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And the believers, they must not become like those who were given the book before them. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ. A long period of time passed over them. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And eventually their hearts become hard. The long time passed over them and they did not really make efforts to act upon the book that Allah revealed to them. So they neglected it. And eventually, and that as a result of this, their hearts become hard and they could not have the fear of Allah dhul Jalal al-Ikram. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَقَفَّيْنَا بعيسى بن مريم ثم قفينا على آثارهم برسلنا وقفينا بعيسى بن مريم. We sent our messengers one after the other, and then after that we sent عيسى ابن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام وعليهما الصلاة والسلام. وآتيناه الإنجيل, and we gave عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام our book إنجيل. وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأْفَةً وَرَحْمَةً. And we placed within the hearts of those who followed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam compassion and mercy. Out of our mercy, we placed the mercy in their hearts, in the hearts of those who followed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً ابْتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. And in addition to this, they took upon themselves rahbaniyya. Rahbaniyya is what is usually translated as monasticism, basically becoming monarch and abandoning the dunya. Rahbaniyya, ibtada'uha, they invented it for themselves. Ma katabnaha alayhim. Allah says, we did not legislate the rahbaniyya upon them. We did not prescribe and we did not ordain rahbaniyya for them. But they were the ones who took the rahbaniyya themselves. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ فَمَا رَعَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَيَتِهِ. They did so for the purpose of drawing themselves closer to Allah dhul Jalal al-Ikram, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But eventually, ما رعوها حق رعايتها, but they did not act upon it the way it was due. They did not act upon, they did not keep it up, the Rahbaniyya. Because initially, when they took the Rahbaniyya upon themselves, the whole purpose was, or the intention was, to abandon the dunya completely and to devote their life and to focus completely on the worship of Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. But they could not keep it up. فَمَا رَعُوهَا حَقَّ رِعَايَتِهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Continue worshipping your Lord until the yaqeen comes to you. And yaqeen in this ayah refers to mouth and death. Continue worshipping your Lord until the death catches you. The purpose of including all these verses at the beginning of this chapter is that by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you perform a good deed, you need to keep it up. You need to continue with it. And it does not befit a believer that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for few days or for few weeks, and then he stops, and then he gives it up. Rather, the true believer is the one who continues worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the way up to his last breath in this dunya. And do not take upon yourself what you cannot carry out, what you cannot bear, as we discussed in the previous chapter. As we find in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love those deeds the most that were done on a regular basis, even if they were little. كَانَ أَحَبَّ الدِّينِ إِلَيْهِ مَا دَاوَمَ عَلَيْهِ صَاحِبُهُ وَإِنْ قَلْ. The best part of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the deeds that are conducted and done on a regular basis with consistency, even if they are little. So this is the whole purpose of this chapter, Al-Muhafadatu ala al-A'mal, that you take care and guard your good deeds. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises in another hadith, that once you have done one good deed, try to keep it up, follow it up with another good deed. And the scholars have said that this is actually one of the signs of the acceptance of your deed. Because none of us has any guarantee if our deeds are being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some signs, there are many signs. And one of them is that if you do a good deed and then you follow it up with another good deed, then it is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your deed, your good deed, and Allah, that is why Allah has given you the ability and tawfiq to continue with that, to continue with it. So this is what Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah wanted to highlight here in this particular chapter. And then he quotes some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them is the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Man nama an hizbihi min al-layl aw an shay'in minh, فقرأه ما بين صلاة الفجر وصلاة الظهر كتب له كأنما قرأه من الليل. رواه مسلم. The hadith is collected by Imam Muslim rahimahullah on the authority of Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, who says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من نام عن حزبه من الليل. Whoever falls asleep at night and he is unable to wake up at night, and he is unable to recite the portion of the Quran that he usually does. He falls asleep and he does not wake up to read that portion of the Quran that he usually reads at night. فَقَرَأَهُ مَا بَيْنَ صَلَاتِ الْفَجْرِ وَصَلَاتِ الظُّهُرِ. But then when he wakes up in the morning, he does not just simply miss it. He does not say, because I could not wake up at night, so let's leave it. I will see next night or the day after. No. Rather, he tries to make it up. And he reads that particular portion that he missed at night. He reads it any time between Fajr and Dhuhr. فَكَأَنَّ كُتِبَ لَهُ كَأَنَّمَا قَرَأَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ It will be written for him as if he has recited it and he has read it at night. So he will get the reward of reciting at night. Although the wording of the hadith is to do with the recitation of the Quran, but other ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicate that it is to do with the night prayer. So if you have the routine and you have the practice and habit of performing the night prayer, and if you don't wake up in one of the nights and you oversleep, then when you wake up in the morning, don't just simply miss it. You miss it because of a valid reason, which was the sleep. And when you wake up, try to make it up so that you don't miss it completely. And if you try to make it up, you will be rewarded for that. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself used to do. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man nama an witrihi. Whoever sleeps from his witr, meaning he misses his witr at night, when he wakes up in the morning, he should pray his witr. He should not come just simply miss it, because I miss the witr, just leave it. Although witr is not one of the five obligatory prayers. Okay, it is separate. It is highly recommended prayer. But for the person who has a routine and practice and habit of praying it every night, he should not, if it happens to him that he misses one night, he should not just completely miss it and leave it. Rather, in order for him to be consistent, he should make it up. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever forgets or misses the witr because of his sleep and he does not wake up until Salatul Fajr or the time of Salatul Fajr has come, then he should pray. He should still pray it. The scholars have said that if you wake up in the morning, you did not pray your witr at night, you missed it, and you wake up in the morning when the time of Salatul Fajr has already started, then you have two options. Either you pray the witr straight away before praying Salatul Fajr. If there is enough time, for example, you are planning to go to masjid to offer Salatul Fajr in congregational prayer, then in this case, if you have time, just try to pray witr before you go to the masjid for Salatul Fajr. And if there is no time, then you should pray it after the sunrise. Because straight after Salatul Fajr until sunrise, that is the prohibited time. So you should not be praying any salah in that time. So after sunrise, you should pray it. But if you pray it after sunrise, then during the day, there is no salah that is performed in odd number. You must pray it in even number. So if your routine, if your daily routine or normal routine is to offer three witr every night, and one of the nights you miss the witr and you want to pray it after sunrise next morning, then add another rak'ah and pray four rak'ahs altogether. Not three, because there is no witr, there is no odd salah during the day. So witr prayer is actually performed at night. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. As our mother Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا فَاتَتْهُ الصَّلَاةُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مِنْ وَجَعْ أَوْ غَيْرِهِ صَلَّى مِنَ النَّهَارِ ثِنْتَيْ عَشَرَةَ رَكْعَةٍ Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would miss the night prayer because of a pain or because of any other reason, صَلَّى مِنَ النَّهَارِ ثِنْتَيْ عَشَرَةَ رَكْعَةٍ He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray 12 rak'at during the day. Because the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah was to offer 11 rak'at, including witr, 11 rak'at at night. This was his normal routine. So whenever he would miss the night prayer, he would make it up during the day by adding another rak'ah. So rather than performing 11 rak'ahs, he would perform 12 rak'ahs. So this is the evidence that if you were to make up your witr that you missed last night, if you make it up during the day, then add another rak'ah and pray in even number rather than offering in odd number. So the whole purpose of these ahadith is that don't just simply, if you miss one, if you have the routine of reciting Quran or making dua or doing particular dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, just in order to be consistent and regular, if you miss one day or two, try to make it up. For example, you have the habit of offering two rak'at of ishraq every day. But if one day you have to get up, you have to go somewhere, try to offer another two nafl, two rak'at. Just try to try to make it up. Okay? So for example, you have the routine of reciting Quran every morning, half a juz every morning. One of the mornings, you could not do so. But do not completely ignore it in the evening, afternoon, in the evening. Whenever you get time, try to make it up. So it will help you to be consistent on your good deeds. Most of the people have problem when they do one good deed. Obviously, as we discussed previously, one of the issues is that when people have, the passion to perform so many good deeds, they overburden themselves. They overburden. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُوا مِنَ الْعَمَلِ مَا تُطِيقُونَ. Take upon yourself from the good deeds what you can easily bear, what you can easily carry out. Don't overburden yourself. So this is the first mistake. First mistake done by those who start so many good deeds or in large amount or large number, and then they end up giving it up, abandoning it completely. So be careful, don't overburden yourself. And secondly, if you have followed the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then if it happens to you that you miss one day or 2 days, don't just stop there. Don't completely abandon it. Try to make it up, so it will help you to remain consistent and regular on performing your good deeds. So this is the best way of taking care of your good deeds. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّا حَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْقَلْ. The most beloved of the deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the deeds that are performed on a regular basis, even if they are little. Next hadith is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiyallahu anhuma. Obviously, this is a shorter version of this hadith here, but the longer version we already have discussed last week, that Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala was someone who tried to overburden himself with the recitation of the Quran, fasting every single day, spending a whole night in the night prayer. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found out about him, he alayhi salatu wasallam advised him and he said, O Abdullah, don't overburden yourself. Try to fast only for 3 days a month. He insisted. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I can do more than that. He alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you want to, then add the fasting of Monday and Thursday in addition to the 3 white days of every lunar month. He said, I can do more than this. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam advised him. He said, the best way of fasting is the way of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, that he used to fast every other day. So nothing can be better than that. And then he also warned that whoever fasts every single day throughout the year, it is as if he has not fasted. La sama man sama dahr. To that extent, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited. So this was his advice to Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala. Likewise, when it came to the night prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him. He advised him that do not overburden yourself with the night prayer to the extent that you end up giving it up completely. And then he said, Ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan kana yaqumul layl fataraka qiyam al layl. Abdullah, beware. Don't act like so and so, who used to wake up at night to offer the night prayer, but then he stopped it completely. Don't be like so-and-so. Don't be like him. You should be consistent and regular in your night prayer. So don't overburden yourself. Don't take upon yourself that you will be spending every single night in offering the night prayer. Rather have a sleep, because your body has right over you. Your family has right over you. And give everyone their due right. So he, alayhi salatu wasalam, advised Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala, and he said, Ya Abdullah, la takun mithla fulan. O Abdullah, don't be like so and so. Kana yaqumu al-layl, fataraka qiyam al-layl. The one who used to offer the night prayer and then he stopped it completely and he abandoned it completely. Don't be like him. So that is why it is always better to start with something little and be consistent and regular. And once you are regular and it has become part of your daily routine, then you can increase later on if you want. For example, those who are regular in their 5 daily prayers, they don't find it difficult to offer the salah, because this is part of their daily routine. They have to offer. Even if one of the prayers get a bit late, they have to make it up. Because if you have this habit, you can't imagine the person who is truly regular in his 5 daily prayers that he misses Fajr prayer, or Dhuhr, or Asr, or Maghrib, or Shaw, any prayer. And even if he becomes late, or a bit lazy, or it has any other issue, he always tries to make it up. Because he knows that this is part of his daily routine. He has this habit. Likewise, those who have the habit of offering the Sunnah prayer before the Salah or after the Salawat, particularly the Sunnah Rawatib, the highly recommended sunnahs, 2 before Fajr, 4 before Dhuhr, 2 after Maghrib, 2 after Isha. Those who have the habit, if they don't pray, they always feel that something is missing. To the extent that some of them even feel that their salah is probably not complete. To that extent, this is their feeling. Although they know that they have offered the fard prayer, the sunnah is not fard. And that they are not sinful by missing the sunnah. But because it has become their habit and their daily routine, so they can't actually stop praying it. So even if they miss it, they will always try to make it up. As it was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam missed the sunnah of Salatul Dhuhr, he alayhi salatu wasalam made them up. Because it was his daily routine. He could not just simply abandon it. Likewise, if you have the habit of offering the night prayer, start with little, with only 2 rakat. So that you are not considered amongst al-ghafileen, those who are careless, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us. So start with only 2 rakat. So once it has become your routine and your habit, to the extent that you know that you can't miss it, you can't miss it at all, then later, after a few months or few years, if you want, you can add another 2 rakat. So now you have reached the higher level and you have added 2 more rakat, and now it has become your routine of offering 4 rakat every single night. And once you have this habit and this practice, then later, if you want, you can add more. Likewise, when it comes to learning Quran or reading Quran, okay? The reading Quran or the recitation of the Quran should be part of our daily routine. But it does not mean that once a week you pick up the Quran and you read half a juz, but then rest of the week you don't even touch the Quran. No. Rather, if you want to read the Quran half a juz, in half a juz you have 10 pages. Just take upon yourself that you will be reciting only 1 page every single day. And it is better for you. For 1 page, how long is it going to take? Only 5 minutes. Maximum. 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes, have this routine. Have this habit. Once you are used to this, then increase later if you want. Increase up to 2 pages, then 3 pages. And this is also the advice for those who want to memorize the Quran. Many of us, we think memorization of the Quran is something that is very, very difficult. Very difficult. It's something that probably, you know, impossible for adults particularly. Because we are of the mindset that memorization of the Quran is only for the children, for young children. If you have memorized the Quran at a young age, then it's fine. Otherwise, you can't really memorize it. And this is nothing other than a deception or trick of shaitan. Take upon yourself that you will be memorizing half a line every day. Start from Juz Amma. You know, this is what we do with the young kids. They always try to memorize Juz Amma first. Because within Juz Amma, in 30th Juz, you have short surahs and short ayat. For example, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. One ayah. That's it. Don't jump to memorize whole surah at once. No. Take it easy upon yourself so that you are consistent. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. If you come across a new surah, for example, Surah Al-Takwir, Idha ash-shamsu kuwwirat. Only three words. Idha ash-shamsu kuwwirat. Three words. Repeat it for 5 minutes. You have memorized one ayah. Next day, take the next ayah. So, it will take you probably a week or 2 weeks to memorize this surah. You will have it done. But if you say, no, I'm going to memorize 5 lines today, and you are going to spend half an hour, and then next day, you may not find half an hour. You are so busy, you will never find half an hour next day. And then you say, yesterday I really struggled. So I can't do it. I leave it. It is not for me. It is for young children. This is what happens to many of the people. So take it easy upon yourself. Little by little. And be consistent. If you are consistent, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to continue with many good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. Innahu sami'un qareeb mujib. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.